to focus on the most important mitzvah in this night. We have a lot of mitzvahs this night. It is the mitzvah from Hallel ben Davening, it is later on Kiddush, Avakosis, Matzah, Mora, Koirech, all the menhagim that we have, Akudashi Koimen. But there is one mitzvah, that this is the main mitzvah in those 6 hours. This is the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the Gemara says, Yochanan Rosh Chodesh, Tamed Leimah B'Yoyim Hazeh, Hi B'Yoyim Hazeh Yochanan B'Yoyim, Tamed Leimah B'Avazeh, Le'Omar Afilu B'Shor Shematzel, Morom Anochem Lefanecha. This mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the only mitzvah in this night that Hakol Moedim, which is the Eraisa. Even about Matzah, we had Dais Tanoim, that Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. Pesach Halacha is that Matzah is the Eraisa, because Hodor HaKosu B'Shan Yechoy, and we are talking Matzah's back. There is Dais Tanoim, and Yaakov, and Tana, and a few Tanoim, Echilte, that they say that even Matzah was one of the Rabbanon. Imora is the Rabbanon. Mikorach is the Rabbanon. In Kol Pesach, we do not have. Kol Chagigu, we do not have. But the only mitzvah that is the same mitzvah, as I was saying, or as I was saying, the were mekayim this mitzvah all those years, from Yetzias Mitzrayim, based on Nofi Tosfos, up to today, and it was the Eraisa B'Zman HaMikdash, and it is the same Eraisa today, this is mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if we know that from all the details of this night, this mitzvah is the most important mitzvah, and all the mitzvahs around are just because of this mitzvah. Means that the matzah and the morah they are causing the result that we can do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In this mitzvah, ha-sipur needs to be in the shape of a sipur, a story, and it has to be in this version of Lamanti Sabbath or Ozmi Bincha or Ben Bincha. It needs to be a story that will go into the ears of our children, and it has an examine. It has to be so that our children will be so excited from this mitzvah, and they will be so deep understanding and feeling what this mitzvah meant, that when they will have their own children, they will have the same passion to give over what they heard. So this means the Torah to say, Lemar tesaper ba'ozni bincho, uven bincho. If you want to measure, if you want to examine yourself, knowing if you made a mitzvah as it has to be made, you need to think, what will the child take from this night? What will he get over 20 years from today, 40 years from today? And this is for us the right way how to plan this night. This night has to be planned before. It is so important. Those are 6 hours that are so critical for being a kind of mitzvah that we need to prepare ourselves. So we know just as if we are Mahada, we should have the best matzahs. We are Mahada that Chas HaShalom in the Moria shouldn't be their walls. We are Mahada that everything should be so nice and so pleasant to the eyes. It should be a Shulchan Mefoyer and it should be Mehula Nefesh Bochus. But those all things are just details. And the Iker is Mitzvah Sasipo. How are we preparing ourselves to be mekayim this mitzvah, to be there for the children, not to talk too much, but not to talk less? How to do it in this shape that the children will go from this night with the feeling that we sat with them and they were the most important part of this Seder night, and we gave them over something that they didn't know before. It has to be such an experience that they will wake up tomorrow with the feeling that this night gave them something that they never had. And if we are not preparing ourselves to do it, we can miss the point of this night. So let's take this mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and try to put in this mitzvah a few suggestions how to do it as it has to be needed. We know that Rav Gamliel said when he was saying it in the Avodah, and it is Ma'akim B'di'evet, as the Rambam is paskening, Kol Shloi Omar Shloi Shad Vorim Eilu V'Pesach Lo Yotzo Yedei Choy V'Eilu Hem Pesach Matzo U'Moro. We are the understand that it's not just to say it. It's something there that has to be seen. It's something there that the child needs to feel, that those three things are three main things, three ideas that they were in the previous time, they are today, and they will be with us up to Mashiach's day. So let's take those ideas about Pesach, Matzah, and Moro. What are they representing? What can we do for our children? They should be close to those ideas. It should be practical. It should be actual. It should be something that is right today for children in Ha'alofim Tov Shinayim Dalet. Pesach was the Mishchu Ukhu. Pesach was the first korban the Jewish people brought. Pesach was the big Indian of to be pulled away from neighbors around, from tradition around, from 210 years being in a place that everybody there was a Oyved Avodah Zorah, and his Avodah Zorah was the Seh. And this was so strong that every Jewish child felt it in his blood, in his bones, that this Shepseleh is an Avodah Zorah, this is the God on the Mitzvah. And here came the Mitzvah, Mishfu Yedeichem Me'Avodah Zorah V'Kulochem Tzoyim V'Shachatu HaPosach. They took this symbol that was so strong about Avodah Zorah, and they made from it Avodah Hashem. It got to be a Korban Hashem. Meaning that in every generation we have things that can be considered as Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is something there that people are very meshuga to it. People feel that this is the most important thing. And if it is wrong, this is as Avodah Zorah. So let's think about money. That money can be called the Yetzirah of those generations, as Rabbi Bishlam, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livruch, used to say, Hatzileini V'Domim Elohim. He said, I'm asking you, Ribbono Shel Olam, save me from making money God. Hatzileini V'Domim Elohim. I shouldn't say that to build the money, this is our God. People are slaves to money. People are working hard to have more money, more money. People respect money. People have money. People respect people that they have money. If they have money, they're getting to be respected more than people that are just Talmid HaChomim, and etc. So here comes a night that we need to put a big effort in the education to our children. It's not enough to say Trivi Teras Picho Me'Alfe Zero Mochesef. It's not enough even if we are singing those words. We need to believe in it. We need in this night to be Mishu Yedeichem Me'Avodah Zorah. We need to say it's enough. We need to stop this attitude that takes the money and makes it such a high value above everything else. It is not right. It is a big mistake. And if it is a big mistake for the whole world, it is bigger for us, Jewish people. Jewish people that stood in Har Sinai, Jewish people that Rabbi Shlom took them out from Mitzrayim for one purpose. One purpose that is written in the Torah, that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was about. Take out those people, my people from Egypt, and bring them to Har Sinai, and I will give them my Torah. So, if money is poison for everybody, even if he's not a Jew, what would we say, Jewish people, that we have our Torah, and we need to understand and to realize and to believe and to be there, that somebody that has Torah, somebody that has Yerushalayim, somebody that has Masim Tovim, he is to be jealous about. He is to be for us somebody that shows with a finger and says, this is the important thing. If you know Shas and you don't have money, but you know Shas and you're learning Shas and you love to learn, you are the best, luckiest person in the whole world. And if you have a lot of money, a cloning. And if you have a lot of money, you won't clone the same if you wouldn't have. So everybody that has a lot of money, it is a good thing if you are doing mitzvahs masen Torah with the money. But the money is not the purpose. The money is already zoren. Already she is zoren loy. Times that come, people need yeshuas. Money cannot give them the yeshuas. But the Gemara says the Torah is a medicine to the mishas adchat, mishas iknusai. This is Torah rafus tiyeh l'sharecho, mishkinu l'atzmisecho. Chosh b'roisho yasod b'Torah. Chosh b'meyom yasod b'Torah. Chosh b'ragim yasod b'Torah. We don't find no place about one of those sicknesses. Chosh b'roisho yasod mani, yikach mani, yasim mani something. Nothing to do about the money. So money is a good thing. The money has to be by Jewish people in the pockets. But money shouldn't be our purpose in life. We need to break this avodah zarah that is money. Now, when we are talking about this in this Eidah Ma'et, and we explain to our children that every generation has his avodah zarah, and this is one of the avodah zarahs that we have, this would be a very, very special opportunity to give over to our children and, of course, to ourselves. What is our attitude to things that the whole world is going in one way and we need to go another way? So this would be one of explanations of the meaning of Kol Shel Omar Pesach. We need to say, not just to say Pesach, but to understand that the Pesach was the symbol of the antithesis to the Avodah Zarah. Mishku Ukhu. Pull away your hands from the way of the world and go your own way. This is Pesach. Maybe we can add also something that the Gemara says, Kol HaKoyes Ki'il Oved Avodah Zarah. And we are angry a lot of times. And later on, we may regret that what we were angry left over a lot of impression. So if we are, in this night, we are getting back as it was once upon a time, we are far from those avodah zarahs. This is also one of the avodah zarahs that today is getting to be worse and worse. People are nervous, people don't have time. They are angry a lot of times. So Mishpi Yedechem Avodah Zarah is also about Kol HaKoyes Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. How much somebody that is a mamin and he's going with the idea that Rabbanu Shlalem is Vihina Yashem Nitzav Olof. So nothing to be angry about. We have another world, we have another principles, we have an Eden upstairs. This is the most important thing. We can save a lot of bad situations that are coming because of an anger. And it should be just b'shuvah v'nachasim Hashem. So talking with the children about Pesach would be very appropriate to talk also about the kas and how the kas can be dangerous for life, for family life, for everybody, and how much we can use this night to be asking by the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we should be potter from this yetzer hara of yitzah the kas. So this would be Pesach. Then comes Matzah. Matzah is in general the chetz of the mitzvah that is talking about anova v'shifus, because chometz is high, he's losing himself. This is because when you are taking meal and water and you are leaving it on the table, it would blow up. It blows up because this is the nature, as the Baruch Shalom made the world, that meal and water are blowing. But if you are taking the remaining water after you put the water and you are just making from it a matzah and putting it in the oven, it comes a matzah and it's not getting bigger. So matzah is anove. And about anove, this is the place to sit with children, Pesach b'night, and talk with them about amoseinu, amos amoseinu, that we are so special in this midas anove, even though they were the biggest genies in the world. We know even in the Nobel Prize there is a very, very high percent of Jewish people that got this prize. Even so, it's not according to the percent of Jewish people in the whole world. We are a very, very small percent, ki atama me'at mikol ha'amim. And here in this prize that shows us a very good head, Jewish people are in a very high percent. And a lot of people would point with the finger and ask this question. How is it that such a small community as Jewish people are getting such a high percent in this prize? We know the Jewish people were blessed with the biggest genius Yoinim, from Moshe Rabbeinu up to our door, G'doy le'ador, Chach me'ador, Yoy me'ador. And when we know them from the close, we see what a novel, what shiflus, if we have this generation, Tzadik ve'godol ador, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he knows kol ador kulo ba'al peh mila b'mila, and he's finishing Shas every year, and if it's a Hebrew year, so he's finishing, except for Shas, also kol ador, and we are going into him, you see how simply he's behaving with himself, how small he thinks that he is, how he's just such a good friend with everybody, how he's connected to everybody. And this was the MS examiner for those Anoshim Gdoyim that everybody knew. American people had Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky. There were people that thousands and thousands of Jewish people would listen to what they say, would have blessing themselves to have a bracha from them. In day alone, everybody knows, they were so simple with their behaving, they were so kind to a driver, so kind to a woman that washed the floors, they were so connected to their pupils, to the children of the pupils. So we can title with the finger of the Goyim that we knew, and to say how nice is to see our Goyim, what bigger they were, smaller they were in their own eyes. Moshe Rabbeinu loomed Torah from the Rabbeinu Shlomo alone. Nobody was as Moshe Rabbeinu. In Chachomim saying of Moshe Rabbeinu something so fantastic as Mechetzioi v'malu Elohikim, Mechetzioi v'amato Ish. And this Ish Elohikim, he was honored b'kolo Odom Asher al Pnei Odom. He was convinced that everybody is better than him. And this was the reason why he said, Rabbeinu Shlomo Shlachno B'yad Tishlach. And the Rabban says that those words, they have an explanation. Moshe Rabbeinu said, everybody that you will find will be better than me. Shlachno B'yad Tishlach. You can choose everybody else to be Mani Gadol and he will be better than me. And this was the feeling from Moshe Rabbeinu. From starting, when the Rabbeinu Shlomo sent him to Mitzrayim, up to his last day. As the Torah says in Parshas Ba'aloi Zman, Eidus, Voish, Moshe Onuv, Be'oid, Mikol Odom Asher Abnei Odomo. Aharon HaKohen, Lomo HaToboish, when it came to the Chanukah HaMikdash, he felt that he is the worst. He is not worth to be there. And Moshe Rabbeinu needs to tell him, Lomo HaToboish, go. And we know people that are so small in their quality, and they think that they are so honored, they are so honoring themselves, and they are so careful about the honor that they think that they deserve. So here comes the point of Matzah. Matzah says, we have a night to sit with our children and to talk about that this was one of the main signs of being a Jewish godly. So this is the second thing. But we can, in Yad Hashem, use this night to be lemate saper bozne bincho ven bincho. Dovor ha-shlishi, Pesach matzo, moroyer. Moroyer is something bitter. Moroyer is something that we need to talk with children. How are we handling things that are not going so good according to what we thought that it would go? Everybody has a little moroyer in his life. Moroyer, it's not so sweet. A child wanted to go to the camp and something happened and he couldn't go. People wanted to make a very successful camp and things happened. They weren't to be blamed, but it happened. It was a lot of rain. It was a lot of things that disturbed. And this camp didn't go as wanted. And as just this example, we can have sadness and bitterness in every step in our life. And we need to learn from our fathers, how they handled the merirus. They made from the merirus a mitzvah. It got to be a mitzvah that even when Jewish people went out from Mitzrayim, they said, I want, in this night that we are celebrating our going away from Mitzrayim, I want to taste this taste of the bitterness that our fathers had. Because we need to understand that when somebody has some bitterness in his life, we believe that this is a gift that Rabbi Shlom is giving him just for his good. Rabbi Shlom wants we should be good. Rabbi Shlom is our father and wants just good things for his children. And just as a father that needs to educate a child, and he tells to his child, you need to stop playing now to go to sleep. And it seems for the child to be bitter. Times that a parent needs to give a child a pill, and this pill is bitter in the mouth, and he must take it because the father knows that the life of his child may be dangerous if he won't take it. And the child is crying, he doesn't want it. A child doesn't want to go to the kindergarten, to the school. A girl does not want to go, she's crying. And we parents, we need to take the child and put her in the kindergarten and to turn away and to go home. So those are things that they may seem to be bitter, but they are needed. So in this life, we are talking with the children, we are searching after examples that will show how we believe that every bitterness has a sweet point. Because we know that this bitterness is coming from a loving father, and he knows, and only he knows, why this is good for us. But we believe, Me'itoi v'seitzer rois, Rabbi Shlom wants to be good to his own children. And this is a night that we can develop this emunah by our children. Kol shloyom ar pesach matzo moro lo yotzei d'echoi vosei. The positive is, if you say Pesach, you say Matzah, you say Moroh, and you learn how to say it, and you know that this is the mitzvah of those 6 hours, and this is a mitzvah, you realize that the whole year you won't have this ability and this opportunity. If the Rebbe says Lema Tesaper, means that he is giving a koyach to every parent. He should be a storyteller. He should have the talent to tell stories. We have it. It's a gift that we have for those 6 hours. And we will use them as achomim according to their rules. We need to say with our mouth, Pesach, Matzah, Moroh. We need to explain. We need to give the children the ability to touch with their fingers what it means. And of course, for every age, we are talking with their level. So I am finishing this short shiur with my blessing that everybody that will listen to this shiur will realize how huge are those 6 hours and how huge may be the results of those 6 hours if we will do it as we need to do it. And the Rebbe Shlom should bless everybody of us. We should use the night as it's needed to be, and we will Mirza Shem sit with our children in Yerushalayim, Binyan HaMikdash, Yibonev, Imeir, Yomeinu, Omen, Ken, Yerotzon.